Welcome to the Grace to You audio blog. After you hear what John MacArthur says, stick around and find out how to get in on the conversation.
God never changes. He is unchangeable. Hang on to this. Tremendous concept. God is unchangeable. In Psalm 102:26, he says, the heavens are going to change and you will change them, but you are the same. God never changes. In Malachi 3:6, he looks down at Jacob and he says, Jacob, I ought to destroy you, but I'm not going to destroy you because I am the Lord. I change not. I keep my covenants. I am the Lord. I change not. Malachi 3:6. James says, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, not even a shadow of turning, not even a hint that he would alter. God doesn't change. Now think about it. Change is either for the better or for the worse, right? Both are inconceivable with God. He couldn't get any better and wouldn't get any worse. There's nothing to change. Now that sets him apart from everything because everything changes. The heavens change. You look up and you see the heavens. They move about. They alter their course, and yet they're rigid in their course. The Revelation tells us in Revelation 6-19 that someday the Lord's going to tear the whole heavens down. Like shaking an untimely fig tree, the stars are going to fall and heaven's going to roll up like a scroll. The sun's going to go out, the moon will turn to blood, and everything's going to go haywire in the sky. The heavens are going to change, believe me. Not only that, but the earth changes. I mean, man changes it. He changes the face of it with his bulldozers. He changes the atmosphere of it with his pollution. It changes all the time. And someday, in Revelation 6-19 again, it says that God's going to move on the face of the earth and change a lot of things very drastically. The seas are going to be polluted. The fresh water's going to be polluted. Great portion of the grass and the green things are going to die. Humans are going to die. There's going to be terrible holocausts, 100-pound weight, hailstones falling. The face of the earth is going to be changed. It's been changed already once by the flood. Be changed again. The elements will melt with fervent heat when the earth is consumed. The ungodly are going to change. They change all the time. Ungodly people just change, fluctuate. Their loyalties change. Their attitudes change. Someday their whole identity is going to change when they find themselves before a holy God. And what they think is a happy way to live is going to turn out to be tragic as they spend an eternity without God. You know, even the saints change, the best of us. We change, don't we? How does this sound? John MacArthur, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not very good, does it? I'm not the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's ludicrous. I change. There are times when my love for Christ burns and I obey. There are times when it smolders and I disobey. Aren't you like that? I change. Even the best of the saints change. David says, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. 2 Samuel 22:3, we say, oh, wow, David. Then he says, one day I shall perish at the hands of Saul. You know, wait a minute, David. Either your God is going to take care of you or he isn't. Well, I vacillate a little. Yeah, we know. We know. God is a great problem solver when they're solved. Even the angels changed. You know that Jude 6 says the angels kept not their first estate? People, every single thing in this whole created universe changes except God. God never changes, and neither does Jesus. That means he's God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is one of the greatest statements of deity of Jesus Christ ever made in the Bible. There's only one thing in the universe doesn't change. That's God. What does that mean to the godly? And I'm going to just give you this thought. What does it mean to me as a Christian that he doesn't change? I'll tell you what it means. It means comfort to me. Listen, if ever he loved me, he loves me forever. If ever he forgave me forever. If ever he saved me forever. If ever he promised me anything, he promised it to me forever. My God is not slack concerning his promise. Romans 11 says, the callings of God are without repentance. God doesn't change his mind. Aren't you glad about that? And he may look at me and say, MacArthur, I ought to really wipe you out. But I am the Lord, I change not. And it says in one of the most powerful portions of Scripture, and I don't know whether you're familiar with it, if we believe not, 2 Timothy 2:13, yet he abides faithful, he can't deny himself. You know what your salvation and security is based on? What's it based on? God's unchanging character, God's absolute nature. Jeremiah 31:3 says this, I have loved you with an everlasting love. If ever he loved you forever. The mountains shall be removed, said Isaiah, but my loving kindness shall not depart from thee, neither the covenant of my peace be removed. My counsel shall stand, Isaiah 46:10 says. Isn't it paradoxical that in order for us to be rightly related to an unchanging God, we have to undergo a drastic change? That's the only way, right? In order to be rightly related to an unchanging God, we have to undergo a drastic change. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born all over again. You say, well, MacArthur, you've bypassed several scriptures. There's one there in Amos chapter 7. There's one there in Genesis 6:6. There's one there in Jonah 3:10. And they say, it repented the Lord that he did this. You're right. That's right. But it says in Numbers 23:19, the Lord is not a man that he should repent. Now, how can it say the Lord doesn't repent and then three times he did? Well, you have to understand the situation. And it's unfair to just lump that all together without seeing the situation. God doesn't change. Listen to this. God doesn't change. That's clear. Never changes. God never changes his will. However, within his will, he may will a change under certain circumstances. For example, God says to Nineveh, you, Nineveh, are going to get wiped out. Why? Sinful city. And God says, Jonah, will you get over there? And you remember what happened. He took a short ride on a long fish, but he finally got there. And when he got there, he preached, and the whole city repented. And God looked down and said, it says in the Bible, that God repented of what he would have done, and instead he blessed them. Did God really change his will? It wasn't God that changed. What was it? It was Nineveh that changed. God said, you're going to be punished, Nineveh, and they were the way they were going. God looked at the antediluvian, the pre-flood civilization, and he said, I'm sorry I made you. You bring sorrow because I'm going to have to wipe you all out. Why did he say that? God had made them for blessing, and man had turned around, violated God's principles, and God had to curse them. Listen, God never changed his will. His will was always the same, reward good and punish evil, right? It just so happened that the object changed. You know, you can't blame the sun for melting the wax and hardening the clay. It has to do with the substance, not the sun. It's how a man stands before God that dictates what happens to him, and it may appear from a human view that God has changed, like riding your bike. You ever ride your bike against the wind? And you're going, and it's a hard wind, and you struggle along. And then all of a sudden, you get where you're going, turn around, and it just brushes you along. As the wind, you say, oh, the wind has changed. The wind didn't change at all. You did. God never changes. It's always been the same. God rewards the good and punishes the evil. It's all depending on how you set yourself in terms of the flow of his grace and his will. So when the Bible says God repented, it doesn't mean that God said, oh, I think I made a mistake. I'll do it another way. It means God altered what he had already been required to do because of how they were behaving, and he turned to do what he was then free to do because of how they altered their behavior. But his will never changed. His will was always the same, punish evil and reward good. He doesn't change. He never varies out of his course. And so God doesn't change. Christian, I don't know how that hits you, but for me, that is exciting. I belong to him, and he's going to take care of me. If he ever promised me a promise, he promised it to me forever. If it says, my God shall supply all your needs, that doesn't mean he ran out of stuff in 1950 and now he's got problems. That's good for everybody for all time. I'm secure in that, aren't you? What does it mean to an unbeliever? This, if God said a soul that sins will die, he meant it. If God said the wages of sin is death, he meant it. If God said there is an eternal hell, he meant it. And if that's what he says now, that's what he said in the past, that's exactly what's going to come to pass. The Bible says in Psalm 119:89, forever. How long? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever. God never changes. For some of us, that's ecstatic joy. For others of us, it ought to be fear.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.